Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. FWAT, it's fun to listen to FWAT. Hey, friends.
We're so musical.
Welcome to another musical, episode 67. We're excited to be here, if you couldn't tell. I'm Madison.
Kenzie here.
Hey, hey. Gang's all here. Thank you so much for joining us. You are our sexy, twisty friends, and we appreciate you so much for listening. And again, quick reminder, wherever you listen to this episode, if it's possible to listen or to leave us a rating or a review, we would appreciate you forever. And above all, share us with your friends. Talk about us. Spread the word. We'll keep it going.
Spread the good foie word.
We'll spread the foie. Oh, this is going to be a good episode, I think.
I feel good about it. So, as usual, this episode, we will get the party started by sharing what's new with each of us in the chick chat. And then, in life and the lifestyle, we are going to keep it real and hopefully at least entertaining by talking about some maybe unfortunate experiences in the lifestyle.
That's reality.
Those happen too. And then lastly, yours truly, Kenzie, I am going to supply a dose of smut with a sexy foursome story from our desire trip way back earlier this year. Ooh. In the Going Deep segment. So we're going to talk about some not so great lifestyle stuff, but I hope I will kind of leave us on a high note with a good lifestyle dose.
I'm sure you will. I have no doubts. And I cannot wait to hear it. So let's freaking get things going.
Woo!
Fireball shots.
Well, yeah, in order to
bar,
do that, you know. Cheers. We need.
Oh, nope. Couldn't do the whole thing.
That's a big one. Well, we used our official limited edition Fwat shot glasses.
Mm-hmm. Not on sale.
There's only four of these puppies in existence, and I'm looking at them right now.
All right, so before we get into the chick chat, which we're in the chick chat, but before we get chatting with our chicks here, we got to share some good news. Can you believe how many listens we have had on this damn podcast?
I seriously do not actually even believe it.
Over a million listens. Thank you, guys. Thank you for dealing with us and our voices. I don't know how you do it, but appreciate you so much. A million. That's,
oh my gosh,
freaking crazy.
Insane.
Almost six years ago now when we've started this.
Yeah.
In the car up in the Finger Lakes of New York.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever thought we would make it this far.
Oh gosh, no.
Maybe as friends, but not as podcast friends.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Had no idea that so many people would listen and reach out and connect and engage with us. It's been amazing, and we so appreciate every one of you.
Yes. All right. So we saw you guys actually not too long ago.
I know, for once.
Which is weird. I usually only see you for the podcast anymore. But why don't you get started updating everyone on what's new with you and Gary?
Oh, shit. All right. So I will offer a few tidbits. So I think last episode I mentioned that we had met a cool couple via Field. And at that point, we had just met for an initial sort of first date, see if there's actual chemistry, if we can all hold a conversation.
Very important.
If we feel like we like each other. And we did. That went well. Since then, we met up with them for, I guess, a second date that I think also went very well. So we are still in communication with this couple, looking to plan another meeting. I also invited them to a little, swing fest that Gary and I are organizing for early, November. We're not organizing an orgy.
So not really a swing festival. No. But swingers, festing it
but
up.
But swingers will be there. So anyway, so we'll see. Hopefully they can make it to that. We can introduce everybody. But so that has gone really well. So
cool.
You know, my ups and downs with Field for almost as long as we've even been doing this podcast. But so this was a win. So I like to celebrate that.
Heck yes.
So one little fun tidbit out of all this. So we are all chatting on a Telegram group and Gary challenged the other female to have a good cum joke for this second date when we were meeting up. And yes, cum, C-U-M. You know how much I love that. But anyway, so to her credit, she delivered.
Oh, I like her. All right.
Let's and hear I it. Like that it wasn't oh. even, you know, like they didn't, we didn't say, oh, hi, good to see you. And she like dropped the joke. Like she savored it. It was good. Ooh, it was good delivery even too. So bonus points for that.
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, I'm going to fucking do my best. Yes. But we're going to see if I fuck it up.
Okay.
So it had to be a cum, C-U-M joke. And here's the joke. I'm organizing a party for guys who can't ejaculate. Let me know if you can come or not.
I like it. I like that one.
So yeah, I think she did pretty well with that. She might have had a second one, but I definitely don't remember
That's
it.
That's awesome.
And I'm not going to jinx what I think was a good delivery there. So yeah, like fun-loving couple, like attractive, a little bit newer to the lifestyle. So maybe taking it a little bit different pace.
Yeah, no judgment, but none. I was kind of surprised you were talking about just date two and it was just like, I assume just another meeting.
Yeah.
Just cum jokes. I mean, you are progressing, but
right.
No, that's cool. Yeah. It's good to have a change of pace.
No, absolutely. So yeah, I think perhaps I hope more to come on that. I didn't even plan that. I swear to you. Okay.
He didn't either.
Moving on. Oh, they just keep coming, folks.
Wow, it's too easy.
Oh, no. No one is going to like this when they hear it. So, yeah.
What else did we?
I don't even know what else we've been doing. We've just been coming and coming. Oh, well, kind of. Yeah. So the other thing that we did is we went on a wine tasting with three females, one female couple, and then another female who is currently flying solo. So that was a good time. We went to one winery and killed two bottles of wine between five of us, but there were snacks in case that helps.
It's not.
And then we ended up at a dive bar because Gary was driving, I think, is where that came from. And he loves a good dive bar. But yeah, no, super fun night. It was with Rain and Mona, who I've talked about on the podcast before, and a friend of ours who I think is going to be known as Otter on this podcast. More to come on that. So yeah, really fun night. But yeah, poor Gary got stuck with four chicks that night. So boohoo for Gary.
Off life. Could have been five. I would have been there, man.
Just kidding. Next time. Next time.
Cool. Good stuff.
So again, probably more to come on that at some point. But the weird thing, I don't know if it's weird. The thing that came out of that, for some reason, we were all talking about SLS, swinglifestyle.com, swinger website where you can go create a profile, connect with other people, see events, yada, yada. We all happen to be on SLS is sort of the commonality here. And we were sitting at the winery. And I think I was telling Rain and Mona to like look at this profile that had messaged our account. And then I don't know how, whatever. So somebody was looking at something. So our friend Otter, who is on SLS as a single female, she had, I think it was 680 messages.
Oh, God.
So I guess That's I just lot. Offer that. I don't want to be discouraging, but that's what you're up against.
huge queue of men.
I mean, yeah. Oh, gosh. Like, this is why people may not respond to every message that you send. As well-intentioned as people may be, I know, like, you and I usually try to at least say thanks but no thanks or, you know, yeah. like, something. But, yeah, I mean, if you're trying to reach out to a single female on really any site, I know this one happened to be SLS, just know that that seems to be reality. So choose your words wisely and may the odds be ever in your favor. And then the last thing I will say, Gary and I booked a trip to go to Temptation in Cancun early November, the 6th to the 10th. So if you are going to be there at that time, please reach out and let us know. We would love to say hello. Maybe have hello. A fireball.
Ooh, Temptation again. Yeah. I feel like you guys were always Desire Pearl people. What made you want to go back there?
Yeah. Necessity. So we wanted to...
You just wanted a fucking trip.
Well, yes.
Okay.
So first we looked at Desire RM and they were fully booked. We couldn't get a room there.
Okay.
And then we looked at Desire Pearl and they were fully booked and couldn't get a room. So then we looked at Temptation and they did have room. So we decided to go there. Yeah. I mean, we're not anti-Temptation, but I feel like we've just had an interesting experience there before. So we're going to give it another go. I have no doubt that we are going to have a fabulous time no matter what. But yeah, so it's just kind of, we happened to be able to get these couple days off of work sort of situation, and that's what had availability, and off we go.
It's amazing.
So, you know, just kind of going to go with it and see what happens. But anyway,
cool.
So that's our stuff. But how about you, Madison? What have you and Barry been up to?
We've done a few things. Let's see here. I got to look at my notes. I feel like I forget everything after it happens. If we never took notes, we wouldn't have a podcast. All right. So anyway, a couple weeks ago now, Barry and I, we went to Charisma's end of summer party. Oh, Charisma nice. Is a lifestyle club in New Jersey. And it's beautiful. It's clean. I feel like it's different than the other places that we go to. So we love going there. but it was their end of summer party, which was kind of a theme of like bathing suits and just like tropical stuff.
Okay.
Nice. We didn't really dress the theme for once, but I felt like we still looked good. But anyway, it was just
well, what
funny.
Did you wear?
Oh, it was, I just went summer vibes as far as like a light pink, like baby pink mini dress with very low cut, stomach cut out kind of stuff.
Nice.
Barry's as usual.
Button Did he wear a Hawaiian jeans. Shirt?
Obviously, his Hawaiian shirt. That's what I meant. Yes. Yeah, we were just regular folks there. Yes. It was just us. We were not there.
Sure, you looked beautiful.
Yeah, we were not there like for podcast stuff or anything. It was just us having a night out. We did run into who I have called Blaze in the past. Nice. I don't know if anyone remembers. At the time, he was a single male that Barry and I played with. But now he is partnered up with someone. So we saw Blaze and his gorgeous lady there at Charisma. And to be honest, we flirted or... I guess we all kind of flirted with the idea of playing, but I guess I was being shy for some reason. I don't know why. Some nights I'm just like afraid to speak up.
Yeah, it happens.
So ultimately, I regretted at least not making a firm move on things. Like we had joked about there's this glory hole room at Charisma, and from either side there's a hole. Mm. So I was thinking, I said to Blaze's lady, I was like, what if I just bent over and then like I took both holes at once?
Oh.
And then we were joking about something like her being on top of me and stuff while it was all happening. I don't know. We had a lot of ideas. And it actually sounded even hotter because that room has a camera right at the top. So everyone in the club can see what you're doing. Ooh. Or on the dance floor can see what you're doing. So that's hot because I like being watched. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it was just a fantasy that night. We didn't actually make the move to make it happen, but I messaged her online the next day and I was like, next time we run into you there, it will be fate and we will make it happen. Something will happen, I promise. Nice. But no pressure. Anyway, but yeah, it was just a fun night out, just chatting with people, hanging out with Barry. And then right as we were going to leave, there was this whole group of couples from New York. And I don't mean to say they like latched onto us, but I guess that yeah, they kind of like swarmed upon us before we were ready to leave.
They were drawn to you.
I guess so. Moths to a flame. And so just talking to them, we ended up staying a whole nother hour at Charisma. We got home like 2 a.m., which isn't terrible, but okay. Like later than we expected to.
Yeah.
even though we didn't have play, I actually took a Shivers mushroom that night. And I will say, I actually felt like a good mood boost from it.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just in this sexier mindset, even though I didn't make a move. Like, I feel like I just felt good internally.
Okay.
And so overall, it was a good experience this time with the mushrooms from Shivers. But no sex actually happened, so I can't report upon the sex with the mushroom yet. Right.
How long would you say between when you took the mushroom gummy and when you were feeling feelings?
It was at least an hour and a half later for me.
Okay.
I feel like I'm slow to react. But
no, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we just, side note, get that question a lot about the Shivers products. Like, how long does it take to kick in and how long does it last? And so I was just interjecting to try to cover that base for people I know that have asked that question.
Yeah, kind of the same with all their other gummies for me. It's at least an hour and a half. Same. But it was still a good night. Good times with the products, too. Beyond that, I guess I'll share that Barry and I, again, met up with friends of ours. I called them Eric and Samantha. I believe it was last episode. Shared a story.
Yeah.
So anyway, we did something a little different. We met them out for drinks. I guess just kind of be like, can we just hang out and like have drinks and be in like a vanilla place and act cool? And it was all good. But we did end the night with a hotel party. We did our own 50 Shades of Grey theme.
Ooh.
Which really, it just meant like leather lace toys kind of thing to us, really. I had packed for the hotel room party a pink collar. It's a furry pink collar with an attached leash for play. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. Why not? I put the collar on and let people pull my head back for a bit. Why not?
All right.
We even tried some bondage props, which I did share a photo of that on Instagram and X.
Yeah.
I think at least within the past week. So yeah, got some sexy photos out of it, which is another plus. Yeah, it was just another cool night to get out. Sexy play. We took photos of each other swapping with the other partner. So sexy memorabilia to take home. And I just feel like this time with this couple, as you meet more people, like it gets easier. So I felt so much more comfortable this time. I was letting loose, being myself. I even asked to be spanked by the other male, like, or anyone really. I just wanted to be spanked. And I don't know, I don't always ask for that when we meet people for play.
Sure.
And again, Barry got to rip lingerie off of her body. She's fucking hot, strong man ripping lingerie off. Fuck, I want it. And this all happened per her husband's request. So we don't just go around tearing things off. If it's requested upon Barry, he will oblige.
He can handle.
But it's cool. I feel like I'm loving this feeling of being excited about the lifestyle again. A couple months ago, I was like, maybe we just need to take a break from it. I'm not really getting much from it. But now I kind of feel like we found our groove again. So I feel good.
Okay. What do you attribute that to?
Maybe it's just meeting new people and like having a good time. Like you're meeting new people. It's exciting. Like you feel the same with Field. I feel like that kind of revs my engines. Like gets me going again.
Sure.
Depends Very on cool. who you meet.
Good, good.
I guess the last thing is Barry and I are planning a trip to Temptation Resort in Cancun, Mexico in December. Actually with those said friends. And it's we're going December 9th through 14th, but most of those days will be where you can be nude at the top of Temptation at the Sky Bar, which is not the norm. They're just a topless place during the day. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know how it's going to work like at night, but at least I believe during the day you can go up there and be fully nude. So I don't know. It might not be very popular, but it's cool to at least give it a shot. So if you're going to be down there for that, let us know. But I'm excited.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be amazing. Because
I hope so.
If you've ever been to Temptation, if you've ever been up on that top floor, it's just an amazing view. There's a beautiful, I guess it's a hot tub, really, right? Or is it a small pool? A
little small pool.
Yeah. Just a really cool vibe. There's a bar up there
Stripper
and everything.
Pole up there. Yes. Yeah.
But in the water freaks me out. But anyway, yeah, there is that. But yeah, no, so I think that's going to be such a fun twist on that level when you can actually just be naked and know that everybody around you is kind of basically of the same mindset.
Hopefully, yes.
So, yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll report back.
And one last thing before we wrap it all up. I think the entire FWAT squad, we are all hoping to make it to the Libertine event in Miami 2026. That's going to be over Memorial Day weekend. Check out libertineevents.com for more info. But if you are in or can easily get to Miami I absolutely recommend checking out that event. Kate does a wonderful job. And yeah, hopefully all four Fwaters will be there this year. So more to come on that. But, you know, mark your calendars, buy your tickets, Fwat it up. All right. So with that, we're going to take a quick break and hear from one of our partners. We might sneak in another shot in the meantime, and we'll be back for Life in the Lifestyle.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website.
I'm sure you all know that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Michael Scott via Wayne Gretzky.
Via Wayne Gretzky.
So last episode, we talked about some of our favorite and best lifestyle experiences. And I will be the first to admit that we do mostly cover our good and positive experiences. But, friends, the truth is, we have our fair share of fails and negative stuff too. Shocker, spoiler, we're human. So, we are sharing a few of those negative failures here so that you can learn from our mistakes and you don't have to repeat the same things we did.
Or if you do, at least you're not alone.
Well, yeah. Safety in numbers.
All right. So, we're going to hopefully make it straightforward, break it down into three different sections of negative or regrettable lifestyle moments or dates. All right. But before we break it down into those three different sections, let's get started with the poll. Put out on X.
The X poll said, "We know that not every lifestyle experience is full of roses and sunshine, unfortunately." So which swinger, quote unquote, fail have you experienced? The options: too drunk to play, misleading profile pic, boundaries crossed, no chemistry during play. No chemistry during play was the winner of the poll. Not that it's really, nobody really seems to have won that situation, but that option received the most votes. Second and third were pretty close, but pretty far back and forth, the boundaries crossed option was chosen.
I mean, so, I guess that's a kind of a
good thing. Like, too bad that it happened at all, but it was like the least one. So as far as the quote unquote winner, the no chemistry during play. What do you feel like that means for you, Madison?
I guess it can be as simple as like a physical thing. You can't get that physical chemistry, like moving at the same motions, or someone's too rough, or not listening to what I'm saying, or we're not on the same rhythm. Like that legitimate physical chemistry is not aligning. But in another way, I would take that as far as just the... maybe the emotional side. So someone's not as into you, or you've expected something different. They're not paying attention to you, or like,
right.
There's so many different ways you can take that, I feel.
Yeah. No, which is fair. But yeah, I think it can go either way. Either like that kind of just physical aspect, which is one piece of the puzzle, not necessarily emotional level, but yeah, I don't know. It's just the fucking chemistry.
The other end, the head stuff.
Yes. We did get some good comments, so thank you to those who had time and opportunity to respond. It felt like, for the most part, the options that we were able to provide kind of resonated with people. They're like, yeah, definitely this and this, or sort of like, you know, they had a tough time choosing between one or the other. For example, one of our Twitter friends said, I voted for misleading profile photo as that's the one we've experienced the most. But honestly, over the years, we've experienced all of these at one time or another. And I feel like that's what a lot of us in the lifestyle for a little while would say, that yes. Inevitably, like, you're going to come across some of this stuff that is not awesome. And that's what we're here to talk about
today. That's what we're going to talk about. So you don't feel alone or know what to do. All right. I'm going to get things going.
All right.
Let's start focusing on some of our regrettable lifestyle dates over the years. And reflecting back upon that topic, I feel like the go-to for Barry and I is this story about a hot date that we put up on SLS, which is where you just put out, you pick a day that you're going out mm-hmm. and you want to meet people. Like, it's like you put an ad like on Facebook, the news feed or whatever. So we put that out. You can say what you're interested in. And one of those categories was single male. So a single male had reached out to us via the hot date. And to be honest, just physically, I was interested in him after seeing his profile. Not to sound so superficial, but right off the bat, that's what you notice. He had like model photos. I tell you, nice tan, chiseled jaw, shoulder length, brown hair. I don't know. I guess I should have just known from that.
Too good to be true.
Dun, dun, dun. So yeah, when we met him out just at a local restaurant, he looked sickly, thin, and ill. Aww. Like, honestly, I probably would have broken his bones if I chose to ride him that night. So, like, I didn't feel the physical connection there. So I hate that I blamed it, I guess, on that. But that and just kind of lying about what to expect just in a way, I guess, turned me off. So
absolutely.
I pretty much knew I was not going to want to play with him that night. So thankfully, at that time, we had the courage to say that we just were not interested in taking things further. Or going back to our place for the night. But I don't know. I guess it made it regrettable because it was a disappointing night. We expected something that we didn't get. And I hope this is a good reminder to people to try to have current photos. I will say Barry and I are struggling right now on SLS, just getting the format of the file to upload correctly or to be the right file. So it can be a fucking pain.
Yeah.
But if you can, have current photos just so that people have a realistic impression of who they're going to meet.
Yeah.
There's nothing more regrettable than that, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there is, but it's a big one.
No, absolutely. And I don't think it's just some sort of superficial thing. It's just shitty to represent yourself one way, but then really be another. Whether that's through a photo or the words that you're saying to me. Yeah. Like,
I wish we could all just be happy being ourselves.
Yeah.
However we are.
Yeah.
Don't lie about it. All right, so tell me about one of your regrettable dates in the lifestyle.
Okay, so I don't know, maybe I'm like being a cop-out because this wasn't specifically a date, but a regrettable play session at our beloved PGC that you always hear us talking about, Pleasure Garden Club in Philly. Years and years ago now, so take that for what it's worth. But I feel like this story, this very brief story, might be the crux of where Gary and I came about our... Maybe we don't need to play at the club kind of
rule.
Because I know you hear me say that all the time. So I think this is what fucking triggered it.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, it was really a situation, I think it boils down to, we just sort of played to play. Like, play for the sake of play. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend that option. So we had been chatting with this couple at PGC. We were dancing a little bit on the dance floor, nothing super crazy, like just dancing. But whatever, somebody asked, I think, you know, about going to find if there was a room open. And I don't know, like, we weren't overly just like that, you know, raw physical attraction to them. And I don't really feel like we had, again, like that great chemistry with them.
And this is the first time you've ever met.
Yeah, no idea who these people are. Okay, first time we've ever met them is here this night. I don't know. For me, like, obviously telling this story now years removed, looking back on it, no big surprise. The play itself really wasn't that great. There was sort of some awkward moments, and I'm sure that's a direct correlation to the fact that we didn't necessarily have some great connection with this couple. I strongly feel that the two are related. So, yeah, I don't know. Just, like, the... there's nothing wrong with the act itself. It's about the consent piece. But the male half of the other couple just, I don't know, in my recollection, sort of aggressively reached over and grabbed Gary's cock without asking first.
What? Like,
nobody had said anything about, like, any kind of bi play at all on either side. And it just, it felt like it came out of nowhere for us. And we were not super thrilled with that. So, like, okay, you know, we just, Gary kind of readjusted, like, just moved.
Move on. Yep.
Yeah, just like, we'll keep going.
Wow.
And then, from my experience, that male half seemed much more interested in watching his partner with another man than he was in having a female partner of his own. So, yeah.
Shitty.
I was just kind of like there as an accessory. I think he was really there to just watch his wife with another man.
Oh, that's awkward.
And yeah, I don't love playing that role in I wasn't super happy with that. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting that, but be upfront about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to be drug along in this fantasy.
Really just want another guy.
Like, I don't know. Find a single man then. Aww. Like, don't put me in there.
It really, because it fucks with people's heads very quickly in this set, in this whole lifestyle. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah. At the end of the day, that play session did not improve my life at all. Like,
it doesn't sound like it.
Don't play for the sake of playing. I don't know, like maybe that's a judgment call, but that was sort of a regrettable situation. Wish we hadn't done that one. But, you know, c'est la vie. So.
Moving on. You're on to better things.
Well, yes, yes. But in the spirit of this episode, we each have a horror story or a mistake to talk about, which might be kind of harsh language, but if you're listening to us, I don't think you're too easily offended anymore if you've been here that long. So we're going to just, we're going to call it horror stories and or mistakes.
Mm.
What do you got, Madison?
Unfortunately, we both have stories for this. Yeah. Years ago, so there was this couple, Barry and I met probably at least an hour and a half drive from our house back then. We met this couple out at a restaurant for snacks and drinks. The restaurant was closer to their house, so we were going out of our way to meet them.
Okay.
And we had briefly met them prior, just along the lines, I think, out at a club or something, but kept in touch on SLS, planning to do the deed, meet each other officially. Vibe was good at the restaurant, but she had probably started to get to her alcohol limit. I know, that's a lot coming from me, but... Not to be judgy, but I've been there too. You can just kind of tell when maybe it's enough. So I thought it was good. We decided to leave, go back to their house. Let's try to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the perfect time. Seemed all good, right? No, honestly, it was at first. It was fun. They had a cute house with a downstairs living room that had a mini bar. And then they had this attached separate playroom with mood lighting, that like red sheets, you know, the whole shebang, you would expect. And well, they offered us drinks when we got to their house. Very nice. Help us relax a little more. Fine. But I don't know. The female of the other half of the couple must have made herself something very strong or took something else. Because when it came time to all of us playing, us ladies laid down on their bed in their playroom for the men to start, you know, eating us out. We're caressing. Her and I are caressing each other on the legs. You think it'll be great? Well, this chick then fucking passed out, like, within a minute of starting play. Full on. Not, like, a health concern. Not a medical issue. Like, she lay down and just fell asleep. So, none of us noticed this for a few minutes, to be honest. Not even me right next to her. But then her partner shook her and said something along the lines of, like, wake the fuck up. Yeah. And thank God, Barry very quickly made the best decision for us and said, we're going to go home. So, how embarrassing for her and her partner. Yeah. I know they were because they said it. Yeah. But I know we enjoy alcohol time to time, but it probably does have a part in most of our horror stories. This time it was not me. It was the other half. But it's a shame sometimes that we feel like we need all this alcohol just to have fun in the lifestyle. And it so quickly goes downhill.
Yeah.
So that got just kind of sucked. I get tired too, but not a good experience. No. Horror story.
No, no. Don't worry. I've been there too. So I would say this was, again, several years ago at this point, but it was one of Gary and mine. Somebody's going to yell at us.
You're wrong either way.
I know. It was a new experience for Gary and I. Single male play. So we had met this, or connected, I guess, with this individual on SLS. We had moved it over to a different sort of like messaging app. So we were sort of starting to feel comfortable with this guy, even though we never met him yet.
Mm-hmm.
So frankly, the mistake in all of this is having him over to our house before having ever met him in any other setting.
Yep.
Yeah. So that can be dicey. So essentially, we thought we were comfortable with him, so we invited him over. Turns out the connection, I guess, maybe we thought we had wasn't really there. And then it's just awkward, obviously. Like, now you have this other human in your house. Like, how the fuck do you get rid of them?
Went out of their way tactfully. To come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not comfortable.
It's not comfortable. So in this situation, I think we kind of knew that it was not heading in a fun direction for all.
You and Gary knew that, or you feel like everybody knew that?
I guess definitely you don't know. Gary and I. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I got that vibe from him, the single male. But so I don't know. Like, I felt like I gave it a solid college try to keep things, like, to get things moving, to keep things moving.
And what were you doing for that? Like, so, sexy games, or what?
I mean, there were some of those involved. But I think when it came down to it, I think I spent a lot longer on oral.
Oh, like you were in it.
Him than I should have. Like, I could, you know, like, I needed a ref to sort of like tap it out. Like, you've done all you can do. Mm-hmm. And ultimately that ref was Gary. He's like, all right, we're done here.
Thank but, God. Like, yeah.
You know, like, you thought you could make it work, and it seemed like it was right there, and it just didn't. And I know that happens. Like, that's not the point of this story. There was just a lot of kind of awkwardness all along the way. It probably should have never even got to the point of what I just said.
All right. So, sorry. I guess I was not tracking. You're already in oral doing this for way too long. Hmm. Did it progress from there? Like, did you fuck this guy? I'm trying to picture this whole
thing.
But, like, so the whole time you were just like, yeah, sure, I'll take my clothes off and let's see if maybe it gets better.
Right.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
But it's the truth. Well, a little bit, yeah. No, so.
And it wasn't.
We tried to sort of do, you know, like, our good friend's game of lifestyle. Like, we were trying to kind of spice things up. And that seemed to be going well, which is then what progressed to, like, the nakedness.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, the oral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there was, like, some nerves. Obviously, we had a couple drinks. It could be a combination of factors. Mm-hmm. He really couldn't get hard.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I would step in and try to help. So I was trying different strategies with oral, with hands, with shaft, with balls, with just trying to move around.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. And I get it. It happens sometimes. But yeah, I thought I was, you know, giving it my all. Just doesn't work sometimes.
All right, listen. Yes, this story was a lot. It was a lot to track. So just to summarize here, I think starting at the top, the umbrella of your regrettableness of this horror story. Yeah, what category? The horror story of this all. The mistake is ultimately.
So all in all, this was a mistake because we had never met this gentleman before. We just had him right to the house. Not the best idea. We feel like we had a better connection with him over chat than we did when he was standing in our kitchen. So mistake number whatever, two, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, I feel like we were trying to make the best of a mediocre situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what led to, like, the games and the hope of the intent of play. But yeah, try as I might, I couldn't help him stay hard. Could have been a number of factors. Doesn't matter. But if we had just met him out for a drink at a bar as our first time meeting, we would have never been in this situation in the first place. So just, like, I feel like once you're having someone to your home, to your hotel room, whatever, you're setting a different bar. So all in all, that's really what the mistake was, is that we shouldn't have had him write to the house. But
live and learn.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So beyond the regrets, the horrors, the mistakes, I feel like we both have unfortunate examples of missed opportunities.
Yes.
For whatever the reason might be. And I'm going to start just because it was so recently. I honestly could have a number of these, but the example in the Chick Chat story from this episode, from Charisma, how I said we met Blaze and his partner. Beautiful, attracted to her. I was giving compliments to him about her and vice versa. But like, I didn't make the move. Something didn't happen. We flirted with it. It didn't happen. It was just one of those missed opportunities. So I don't know. Sometimes it's just the shyness that gets in the way, or specifically me just not verbalizing how I'm feeling and just flat out asking others if they're interested in us. I don't, that doesn't have to be that complicated, but that led to a missed opportunity, I think, for everybody. And besides that example, in the past on vacations to Desire or Temptation, I've definitely felt like I've held us back from play because I either feel too insecure or not as attractive as the other female in some scenarios. And I don't know, I just get in my head and get jealous and like, I don't even want to deal with this. I can't, I'm not enough. And I just shut down and I don't let things happen.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's definitely something I'm much better at handling now, thankfully. But yeah, I don't know. Can I just blame this whole missed opportunities section on hormones? Yes.
Well, yeah. That doesn't help any of this, yeah.
So I guess I don't know how this could help you. I don't know. Maybe you could learn from my mistakes as far as if you're interested, at least say something to your partner. If they're not feeling the vibe, then maybe nothing happens that night. But to be honest, in my first scenario, there were four people that could have made that move. So I won't just take all the blame.
Yeah.
But I could have been the one to break the straw on the camel's back or what. I don't know. Yep. There's some analogy.
Yep.
That. I didn't break the straw. But anyway, learn from my mistakes and don't miss out on these sexy times.
Yeah. I feel like there are, I don't even know, I could have a million missed opportunities to talk about between the times I drank a little too much. That has happened from time to time. Or when you don't have enough courage or bravery to take those few steps and go talk to a new couple. Or we've also played the game of, it's our first day at the resort on vacation, and it's this really cool couple's last 3 hours there, or like that shit, where you're just like two ships passing in the night.
Oh,
like,
yep.
Yeah, so plenty of those. The one, I guess, the specific one I will share was actually pretty recently from our Nashville trip this year. Gary and I went there with our friends Rain and Mona, and the short story is the opportunity that I missed was, I think, a really hot play session, because I just had hit a wall. I think I was tired, I was cranky, I was drank too much, not enough water, I don't know, I'm a fragile house plant, like whatever. So in my like whatever inebriation, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to bed, have fun, go do what you want. And I think I missed a really cool opportunity because Gary went and played with Rain and Mona while I went to bed. So I definitely should have had my shit together so I could have participated in that experience. So you got to be careful of that stuff too. But c'est la vie. So out of all those examples, hopefully we have illustrated that the lifestyle is not always everything you hoped it would be. It happens to the best of us. We all go through it. Sometimes it's unavoidable. You kind of think that something is really going to go like one fantastic way, and then it doesn't, and whatever. But I would say try to treat even the less than ideal experiences as learning experiences so you don't make that same mistake again. Don't be afraid to use your words in the moment and stop things if you're not comfortable. And as we always gently remind you, make sure that you're communicating with your partner about the experience, whatever it was, so you know where to go the next time.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. Very well said. We're going to wrap this life and the lifestyle segment up and turn things up a notch after we take a quick break and hear from one of our partners. Wow.
Ladies, I'm in the lifestyle. And yes, I'm literally walking out of my favorite club right now, legs still shaking. Shameless Care hooked me up with their Shamelessly Aroused Cream. It's a generic Viagra topical for women. Honestly, I didn't expect much. But damn, I was wrong. See, during swaps, I usually don't finish. It takes time, focus, the right rhythm, and frankly, trying too hard just kills the mood. So I'd wait and handle things later. Not anymore. This cream, it floods you with blood flow and lights up every nerve down there. I went from probably not tonight to holy shit, again? Multiple times. And here's the thing. Guys in the lifestyle pop blue pills like Tic Tacs, and no one bats an eye. So why should we just deal with it? Ladies, it's our turn. Take care of your orgasm. Take control of your night. Head to www.shamelesscare.com/cream. Coupon code FWAT. That's www.shamelesscare.com/cream. And use code FWAT for friends with a twist. Trust me, you'll wish you did this sooner.
All right, all right. Going deep segment. Ooh, I cannot wait to hear this sexy story from Kenzie. I believe you said it's a foursome story from your trip to Desire.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, let's go. Take it away.
All right. So picture it. There we are in the warm Mexican sun, mid-afternoon. We've made our way up to the hot tub at Desire RM in Riviera Maya. It's a beautiful environment. You can look at the Caribbean Sea, sun, clouds above you, sexy people all around, drinks flowing at the bar. Paradise, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Gary and I meet a couple from Canada who happen to be J&J. So I apologize if this gets confusing. It's a her and a him. They're both J's. So I know everybody always wants to know what everybody looks like. So for her, she had olive skin, brown eyes, dark hair, I guess average height, but beautiful curves, and looked very innocent, but we all know that looks can be deceiving.
Ooh.
So he's a little bit taller than me, dark hair, had beautiful blue-green eyes, and a very sexy smile with like a little dimple. So kind of give you like that little devilish smile to it. So super attractive, fun, easygoing couple. So as I prefaced, we're in the hot tub in the afternoon. There was a group of people kind of hanging out, just having a nice time, laughing it up. So then all of a sudden, this other couple entered the hot tub. I do believe they were from Mexico. So I'm going to say that they're Mexican, and that's why, because they are. So there we were in the hot tub, and the female Jay was trying to translate for a couple that had joined everybody at the bar. So there was a couple from Mexico and a couple from Oregon that were trying to communicate, but they didn't speak the same language. Jay stepped in to try to help. We don't really know what happened because all anybody could really catch was something about Limp Bizkit. So that didn't really seem to work. So who knows what was trying to take place. But ultimately, this little group of us, we just sort of like just lost our shit and like tried to back away, but we're all laughing like idiots. And so hilarity ensued. So as time goes on, as you'll find, I think at a lot of the resorts, people have to get out of the hot tub or the pool to go get ready for dinner. So people, you know, the crowd kind of thins out. So that particular evening that we were in the hot tub, Gary and I, as well as this Canadian couple, didn't have any reservations that night. So we weren't in any hurry. We didn't have to be anywhere.
We were like stretched for time.
And, yeah, because yeah. A lot of times like you're trying to like play that game. How long can I stay in the hot tub before I have to get out to get ready? So We were not stretched. So eventually it was really just the four of us left in the hot tub. Everybody else basically had left. And I don't know, one thing led to another kind of situation, but the male Jay and I kissed first just kind of still standing in the hot tub. But it didn't take long for us to move over to the ledge where he was able to sit down and I basically straddled him so that we could make out. And then Gary and the female Jay joined us. Kind of they were sitting, he was sitting on the ledge, Jay straddled him so they could have their own makeout session. So now at this point, basically the sun has set, the hot tub is empty, and we had talked about moving our little party somewhere else. There are beds right around the hot tub, but none of us, like, we had just come from the rest of the day. We didn't have, like, condoms or lube or toys or
anything. You didn't come prepared to smash.
No, that was not where we were headed. So we didn't have any supplies with us. So we decided to just go back to one of our rooms. We had a brief conversation about whether to do separate or same room play, but we all ended up together in Jay and Jay's room. So Gary and the female Jay took the couch to start. The male Jay and I went to the bed. So we were all already pretty revved up from kind of the makeout session in the hot tub, pretty much ready to go. So male Jay went down on me. I recall flipping him over, going down on him.
Ooh.
Gary and the female Jay joined us then on the bed. So we had both of the guys on their backs while she was riding Gary and I was riding Jay. So we turned to like caress a little bit. We were making out a little bit with each other as we were riding both of the males, which is always one of my favorite things in a foursome scenario when girls like girls. So by now, I had had two orgasms and I was like ready to tap out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. You've orgasmed twice. Like, how do you know? Like, what is going on? Are you just coming all over this guy? Do you squirt everywhere? Like, what are you feeling? What's like, tell me about your orgasm, I guess.
Oh my God. No, I'm not a squirter. But yes, I did come. So, no, it was honestly very enjoyable. He was on his back on the bed. And I was in my favorite position with me on top, just riding and grinding against his hard cock. Mm. And so very accommodating. He just kind of like let me ride and like find my spot and work it out. Just like that good old fashioned, just build up and tension and
carnal, like just sexy
carnal physical lust and toe curling, kind of like it was almost, it was basically finger licking.
I was
good.
Just gonna say, it sounds like KFC. This is yeah, finger licking.
Fucking
good.
Amazing. Butter my fucking biscuits. So I don't always, this doesn't always work for me, but I guess, yeah, I was just like all fucking worked up. So I'm grinding and riding him and just kind of like riding that wave. And as I'm like kind of coming down from that first orgasm, he just like eggs me on and tells me to keep going. So I did. I'm a team player. I was willing to give it a go. And I do enjoy that. It doesn't always really like work for me necessarily. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever, the stars were aligned and I just like I got back into that rhythm and I was able to just like come again.
Ooh.
And so then, yeah, now I'm just like exhausted, frankly, like I had to sort of like tap out from the situation. But luckily, it all worked out OK. So I need a breather. I kind of like excuse myself a little bit, but everybody else was still into it and ready to go. And I encouraged that wholeheartedly. So the female Jay requested DVP.
Ooh.
And the guys were happy to oblige. And I was not going to stand in anybody's way. I was happy to like encourage the rest of their play. So Gary took the bottom and Jay took the top. So for me, as the observer at the edge of the bed, like Gary's on his back, obviously on the bed, and his cock and Jay's cock are in female Jay's pussy.
Mm.
And I was able to kind of like move in around them all a little bit to be able to still kiss her. I could kiss both Gary and the male Jay. I went back to Gary for a little bit. So I'm kind of like playing with her tits and like just kind of rubbing up and down her body and like on her ass.
That's a lot to take at once. Good for her.
I know, man.
Like in one little hole?
I would have been totally overstimulated. But yeah, so I kind of like grabbed her ass a little bit. And with my other hand, I grabbed her husband's ass to kind of like urge them on. So that was pretty hot and just fantastic to watch, especially because I had already been like totally satisfied. So then to watch like everybody else kind of like get to that level and join me was super hot. But yeah, so it was kind of this like intense, hot, sweaty, out of breath experience at this point. And now it's probably gotten pretty late. None of us have had dinner or a shower in a minute. Like, I think it was time to, you know, we kind of collected our things, made a graceful exit, kind of called it a night. But totally worth it to miss dinner. I think we had to do like, you know, snacks later or something, but whatever. Absolutely worth it to just like take that leap of faith that we sort of had this connection, albeit that it came together quickly. But we were able to just kind of like go with the vibe that everybody was feeling. And we didn't press pause, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if we had all gone our separate ways and had dinner and then tried to meet up later, like, I think we would have lost that spark. So, yeah, here's to just going with the flow, feeling the vibe, see what everybody's into, and just be open to new experiences.
And did you see them again?
I mean, we did see them, but it's funny because we didn't really talk to them the rest of our trip.
That's so interesting how that seems to happen.
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't anything, at least on our part, like bad or like malicious or hurt feelings or anything. But they just spent most of their day on the beach, whereas Gary and I like to spend a lot of our time at the pool. So we just weren't even really crossing paths necessarily. And yeah, we never got their contact info. So it was just like this one magical afternoon Mexican delight. And
that's the best.
They'll just, you know, live happily in our memories and not sure if we'll ever really see them again. But thank you out there in the universe, J&J, for a wonderful experience.
Sometimes I feel like that's part of the excitement and the fun. Like you have this one magical, amazing moment and you just never see each other again, but you both like relish and live off of that moment for forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Forever and ever.
Fucking vacation hookups are the fucking hottest. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Kenzie, for that super hot story. I guess we'll just tie a bow on this episode.
Boom.
Nothing else to add. Thank you guys so much for joining us for episode 67. Don't forget to connect with us and reach out to us on X and Instagram. It is at @FWAT_podcast or email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. We are hoping for episode 69 to be able to answer a bunch of personalized fun questions directed at either myself or Kenzie. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear questions from you guys, like fun, sexy tidbits you'd like us to share or have questions on. We want to keep it like fun and upbeat and positive. So if that helps to arrange your questions, but please send us any questions. We are hoping to combine them all for episode 69. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.